Today from the Ohio Newsroom, investigating the cause of suicide. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. A quick note, today we're talking about suicide. If you or someone you love is in need of support, call 988 for help. For the most part, coroner's offices are responsible for investigating the circumstances of a death and performing autopsies. The Franklin County Coroner's Office is taking that work a step further. Dallas Allen is the first ever suicide investigations and postvention specialist in a medical examiner's office. He joins us to talk about how his job at the Franklin County Coroner's Office could aid suicide prevention across the state. Welcome, Dallas.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time today. What does it mean to investigate suicide deaths?
My perspective on the investigation is extremely unique. So while I do go to the scenes and I do investigate it forensically, I'm also looking into kind of social factors that could have led someone to the unfortunate passing by suicide. This information is then going to help us determine what we could do as a community and possibly prevent a similar situation from happening again.
Gotcha. So help us understand then how this position even came to be. How normal is it for a coroner's office to look not just for the proximate cause of death, but for what may have led up to it?
Yeah. So the idea of kind of this retrospective view is not a new one, but the idea of having an investigator that is specializing in that is extremely unique. So it's not necessarily everywhere. I was the first to hold this title back in 2021, but I am no longer the first. We've actually worked with a lot of different communities and are trying to build this across not only the state of Ohio, but also nationally and even beyond. So actually, recently, Stark County, which is around Canton, Ohio, they actually just hired someone with the same title. So we're actually moving in the right direction.
I'm glad to hear we are making that progress. Explain, why do this work? What's the benefit of understanding a given individual's suicide?
Mental illness and suicide is a very complex issue. And so making sure that we can get as much information as possible so that we have a better understanding of something that at most of the time is really difficult to understand. We can actually interview people who have been impacted by this and know those decedents the best, and actually utilize that information to change the way our services are approached. Me, myself, I am a suicide loss survivor. My kind of whole life path has shifted to not only preventing these deaths, but making sure that people who are now experiencing grief that I have experienced understand that they're not alone, and that there is some hope that they can continue to live a successful life despite the difficult path that they've now been exposed to in the loss of their loved one.
Absolutely. And not only are you helping people find hope in a difficult time, your office is also finding trends. For example, you've noted rises in Black Ohioans dying by suicide in 2023, and you've pushed for more services for emergency responders and service members. How can these findings in Franklin County help prevent suicide deaths across the state?
Although we're just reviewing cases that are in Franklin County, we know that there's other reviews being had all over the state of Ohio, as well as in different states across the nation. And so they're collecting similar information. So I've always had the goal since I started at looking at like regional reviews so that we can actually look at what are the recommendations being collected from a regional approach so that we can actually see those issues and who they're impacting, then utilize these recommendations to prevent those deaths on a bigger scale.
That's Dallas Allen, the first ever suicide investigations and postvention specialist. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
If you or someone you know is struggling, you can call 988 for support. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.